Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, what's going? What's good? What's good?
What's up, Red?
What's going on,
Red?
What's up, brother B?
Just chilling. Get my sip on. You know what I'm saying? Get my sip on. Long
word.
Day.
I hear that.
You know, long day. Trying to you know, wind down on the countdown before I actually take me a vacation next week. I'm on vacation, but I ain't doing too much but relaxing. Probably catching up with some TV and a bottle.
Oh yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, TV and a bottle. Catch up on Power. Catch up on, you know, at least a season of Walking Dead and a couple other things.
Oh yeah. What season are you up to, first of all?
The last season I saw, Rick was still in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's probably been like 80 seasons after that.
You're horrible.
Yeah, because I don't watch much TV. I really don't watch much TV, so, you know.
I know.
I'm a season behind on Power. Oh, my gosh, The Flash. I'm so many seasons behind on that.
Oh, I haven't watched. I didn't even bother to watch that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's a good show, but I just never.
Gotham, forget about it. I don't even know if it's still on. I wasn't caught up on Gotham. So, but yo, what up, everybody? It is Big Red and Brother B on the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What up? All is well with you. How you doing,
everybody?
Red? Yep.
I'm going to enjoy me some, what's this thing called? The kisses, the Hershey kisses with the almond in it. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, you doing that, and I'm getting my sip on, so, you know, warming myself up.
I haven't had these in a minute.
Mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's the little things that you got to be careful with. It's like pistachios. I was eating pistachios. Like, you eat one, next thing you know, the whole bag gone. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it keep you busy. So those little things, those little food items that you just pop real quick, man, listen, it's dangerous. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, so I, like, and you're thinking about, like, yourself later on, like, did I really sit down and eat that whole damn bag? Like, oh my God. So I'm like, nasty. It was good, but I'm nasty.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's what it is. The nasty things are always, you know, the good things.
No, it's nasty that you sat there and ate the whole thing. And you look at yourself later, like, why did I do that? But it was mad good. You ain't thinking about it while you're doing it, but later on, you be like, oh my God. Like one of those things you just wake up in the middle of the night and be like, you be trying to go back to sleep.
I ate all of that.
But what's on your mind is like, I can't believe I ate all those things. Like, I can't believe I ate a whole bag. So, now once again, what up, y'all? It's Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And, oh, we got how do we call it? Featuring a co-star. Co-star and Lady T.
Lady T. Y'all are silly. I had just called and it said all lines are busy. Please try again. I'm like, did I call the right number? I don't know.
That happened to me too. That happened to me too when I first called. I was like, the hell?
So I thought it was me, and I said, okay, let me try again, because I think I pressed the right number.
I had to wait, and I was like, okay.
That's a little interesting. Yo, real quick, before we get underway with the topic, I would like to say, you know, kind of acknowledge, you know, rest in peace to this Juice WRLD. He was a rapper that, you know, apparently died. You know, he died on, well, not apparently, but he died. And, yeah, I was hoping, when I first heard about it, I was hoping it wasn't from what I thought it was. But then I read an article about how the feds and the police were searching his plane, and they were confiscating guns and stuff like that. And he decided to, I guess, just like throw back, you know, like devour all of the pills that he had. And which led to a seizure, and he died. Rest in peace to him. But I will say this to all you, I mean, he's 21. He was 21 years old. To all you young bucks, male, female, and even to some of you old heads, when will you fucking learn? You are always being watched. Your shit ain't slicker than anyone else. I don't know, you know, like I said, there's no disrespect to him, but what's the purpose of you throwing back a whole bunch of pills if they've already confiscated guns? Maybe you was going to jail anyway.
Maybe he had a death wish.
All the pills? What do you need all the guns for? What do you need, like, what do you need all this to protect yourself?
Oh,
man. Listen, man, I'm not, I know it's crazy out here. I know it's crazy out here, but, yo, what's up? What's up, Red?
You know, I heard that was supposed to be, like, the guns and stuff were for the, I guess, bodyguards or whatever that was. You know, like I said, I don't know the purpose, once again. Getting rid of those drugs once again, you didn't think of another way of trying to get rid of them besides stuffing them down your throat. Like, what did you
maybe that's how he always got rid of them. Maybe that's how he always did, because this young man, if you listen to his music, all he talks about is drugs, and you know, they said it was Percocets actually, and I'm thinking why isn't anybody cracking down on these pharmaceutical companies that actually prescribe this? Back in our day, it was people getting high off of crack and especially heroin and stuff like that. And now, don't forget, all of this popping mollies is all that mixed in one now. You know what I mean? So it's like, why aren't we cracking down on when these kids want to take Xanax for a long flight and they're getting knocked out and stuff like that, and they sip and lean and, you know, things like that. And record companies aren't going to regulate this with their artists. They're making money off of them doing it.
Right.
Exactly.
That's my point.
They're making money. And more likely, the company owns his catalogs or whatever. They own the rights to his music. His family probably ain't going to get anything or much of anything. So, you know, I mean, hey, I just, for the life of me, I just can't understand why. Once again, I mean, Jay said it in the song, and the title of the song, Streets is Watching. You always being watched. If you're doing something.
Absolutely.
That I would have to say, you know, the man doesn't like, then trust me, you're being watched.
Yeah, and it's the pilot that also made the call about it, so.
Uh-huh.
What was going on the plane. I said the pilot
the
made
pilot.
A call on
oh,
it.
The pilot. Oh,
yeah,
the
plane
pilot.
That they were.
I didn't know that.
A lot came out. You have a rapper about his age also. I forgot the young kid's name that said he's not doing those drugs anymore. So hopefully something comes out of this.
I doubt it. And
I doubt
it
too, but you know, you pray for them.
yeah,
that's
you
all you could do.
Try to be positive. But popping all these drugs, taking all these drugs, yo, man, like, stop it. Like, you leave that, I have to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to emulate what the white boy rock stars. Just stop it. Like, just stop it. Like,
was built differently because you see most of them, not the majority, but some of those rockers, they still alive and they in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they still alive. And look at all the drugs they done did.
Exactly. Because you know
so
what?
They built different.
They built different, and they just know how to do their shit a little different. As to where sometimes we just have to jump into the mix. Like, oh, I'm not going to take one. I'm just going to take eight. And it's like, yo, sometimes some of you cats are listening to people who don't even really do the shit. They just make these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They have somebody write them a song, and they don't even take these drugs.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why. Once again, like you know, you're being watched. Your shit ain't slicker. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you think you're going to get away with shit like that?
And even something to say, Brother B, even in their songs, they may be crying out for help also, because some of these cats that are doing it hard body like that, they sing about it, they're doing it daily, you know, every hour on the hour, they're crying out. They need help too, so.
And
but,
you know what?
Hey, music execs
will
push the music.
Yeah, well, that's what, and you said something interesting. And you know what? Maybe some of the labels should be held liable. Maybe some of these labels should be held liable because they keep, you know, encouraging this type of lifestyle for somebody to see. They don't say anything. They know what's going on, and they this is not just like rolling a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never heard of anybody ODing on weed.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? I've never heard of that.
Unless they put something in it.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to put them in some type of Alcohol Anonymous or put them in some type of drug program. They're just going to say, here's another bag. Go get high and make us some money.
Unless
and
it's
some
K2.
Of these stupid little assholes go do it. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless it's K2 or they put something in that weed, that's a different story.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's just that somewhere along the line, it's like, come on now. Like, let's get real here. Like if you're crying out for help, go get it. If you're crying out for help, you know
right, you're making
there's
the money.
Avenues. Don't think that you know, like you're not, you know, you looking weak because you're looking for help. Nah, if you think that, then you're stupid. You know, everybody needs somebody sometimes. But that drug shit ain't cool, man. That drug shit, that OD, that shit ain't cool. So it was either get arrested or kill yourself. And basically, he chose the latter. So now, 21 years old, was only doing this stuff for 2 years, and now, boom, he's gone. Because he didn't want to go to jail.
Right.
You shouldn't have had the drugs. You shouldn't, first of all, you shouldn't have had it in the first place. On a plane, flying from wherever, like, you're going to get all types of jail time for that. But yet, you rather just ingest the pills thinking that what you're just going to shit it out.
Right.
Let
yeah,
good
they lesson. Don't they don't
let,
think
let the,
at that it's right.
Yeah.
They don't think. They don't think about that.
Yeah,
at that
like
age
said,
you think you know,
Yeah,
you guys really
bad.
Think you know that was his first time doing that, or you think it was something that he may have done that many times depending on the environment that he was in. You know what I mean?
I think
as far as hiding
it. As an act of desperation. I think he did an act of desperation because
I feel that too.
That doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
90, 89, you're on the air with Dominion. What's up?
You know, it's been so long since I've spoken to you people.
Hi.
Take a while, I guess.
How are you?
What up, Ingrid?
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
lady. What's up, T? What's up, Tamika? What's up, Mika?
How you doing?
I'm tired. How are
on?
You? It's
good.
Today?
Good.
Sad day of the week.
We chilling. We in the house.
I think I walked into something that I thought y'all was talking about here. I didn't know y'all was going to be talking about this
young boy
that went and killed himself.
No, we was about.
We tried to do a little bit of something before that time, because I got another subject I want to speak on as well.
Just,
but
Yeah, I just wanted to speak on it a little bit because some of you young cats don't wake up by now, then you'll just stay asleep. Because like I said, I mean, it's no disrespect to him, but you couldn't have flushed him somewhere or did something else. But like I said, he felt it was either, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to jail if they find this on me, so I'm just going to throw back all these pills, and thought she was going to survive.
Well, he would have been the first one. But you know what? That's what I'm understanding, because he would have been the first one to go to jail for something this stupid, for starters. Let's be real.
He would have had the only
reputation. You know?
Right.
Don't these want to be hip-hop? Huh?
He probably would have been the main one to go to jail.
Oh, well. Number one. What you doing anything besides pot is beyond me. I'm sorry. I'm old school. I think anything
more than definitely.
That, you're crazy.
Like, drink a 40 and smoke. That's the only thing you should be doing, is drinking a 40 ounce and smoking some weed. Where are all these damn pills and stuff? But you know where that started from? That started from that damn Lil Wayne with all that BS he was doing, drinking lean and all that. That's where it started from.
Yeah, and didn't he almost die like 50 times?
Absolutely. Yeah, him too. That's another thing. Yep.
I think
you
Rick Ross had
300 times. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think Rick Ross had a seizure or something like that. He was.
Yep. Yeah, Rick Ross too.
Yeah. And my thing is, listen, a seizure is just one part of it. Like, you can totally like screw yourself up. I mean, I think there was an infamous DJ. I can't remember his name right now, but I think he died some years ago because he was doing the same thing.
Don't these people really look at what's going on? Like, seriously, how many times have you seen on the news that one of these wannabe hip-hop artists have damn near killed themselves or died because of this? Common sense, which clearly lacks, would tell me I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
Like, seriously, come on.
But
we're the
people
personal
lack
responsibility.
That these days.
Well, this is true, too. But, you know, not for nothing, personal responsibility plays a huge role in this. If you're going to be doing something illegal and you know you're going to get caught, either accept the consequences or don't do it. It's one of the two. There's really no ifs, ands, or buts about it, honestly.
Right.
This is true, but if it was just that, if like I said, if logic made sense nowadays, then it would be beautiful. But it just doesn't.
Yeah, okay.
Nope.
Yeah. And I can't hold my breath and wait for that one.
Yeah.
The people that prescribe it, pharmaceuticals, doctors, and so forth, their labels when they're putting out, you know, sipping on some scissor and all of these songs that's making hits, you know, they're held responsible too. Hey, come on.
And Lady T, I hate to say it, but I got to say it in the nastiest, nasty ways. Some of the mic boys are sitting back and they saying, look at these niggas. All the way to the bank. They sitting back saying, my kids will never do that. I'll never do that dumbass shit. You know what that does to your body?
But then here's the flip side to that. They're the ones doing it too.
Yeah,
they are, but they probably doing it in moderation. They're doing it in moderation.
They ain't dying.
Is that it's not being publicized when they do it. It's only when we do it. That's when it becomes publicized. Let's be real for a minute.
It actually becomes a trend when we do it.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
But then they want to turn around and blame us for their kids doing the stupidness. Listen, personal responsibility.
Well, first
just
of
like
all,
this
I don't know
thing
how
with,
many black chemists
like this
are
whole
out
thing
there
with this meth
making
thing.
The stuff. With the what?
They doing it.
Like this whole,
oh, yeah.
Now all of a sudden these, The meth is a big deal. All of these freaking drugs that they've been getting all of these years, it's a big deal. Like when the crack epidemic hit our neighborhoods, nobody cared. Now all of a sudden, little Bobby is going in grandma's medicine cabinet and doing God knows what. Oh, now it's an epidemic. Give me a break, please.
But you know what?
Same thing with vaping. You seen how quick they got a hold on the vaping though, when it was affecting them.
Well, you know what? You know what the thing is? There's money in that rehab. You know what
there
I'm
is.
Saying?
There is.
There's money in the rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they got to make it.
There's a lot of community in that.
Yeah. And listen, who can afford rehab? Well, we can, but we can't. But they can.
And that's the same. That is the shame of it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll just die out on the street, but they'll, you know, they'll go to rehab 100
like
80 times.
Million times.
Yeah.
Right.
You know. It's awesome.
Well, like, there's another subject that I want to talk about.
Okay.
All right, you got 9 minutes.
9 minutes? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I can do that 9 minutes. Well, I want to talk about the young lady, Lizzo. I don't know if anybody knows who she is or whatever. I'm just really,
I already know where you're going with
yes, this. Yes, yeah. To be the young lady, she's is she a singer or something? I'm just really hearing about
very
her.
Very good singer, all-around musician.
Okay, she's a musician or whatever, and she's a BBW, SBS BBW. You know, I know the letter. You know, we the alphabet people, too. She's, you know, overweight young lady, but she's nice. She's not ugly, you know, whatever. So she went to, what was it, a Lakers game, and she basically had on an outfit.
Watching.
Yeah, and she had all these behind house. Now, I'm going to say this as a – okay, well, I'm going to say this as a – whatever BBW I am today, because, you know, I'm different even BBW, but as an overweight woman, I can say this, that she should have been a little more tasteful with it. It's all right that you have – you know, you want to have confidence in your body, and I'm glad she is showing that, especially for these young ladies that are coming up that are also – overweight or whatever, that you have to have confidence in your body. You have to have that. I don't care what size you are, but because we always get ridiculed and whatever, you have to have confidence. But I think if she wanted to show her body, she should have did it a little more tastefully or in a different way. You're at a Lakers game and there's children there, you know, older people there, couples and all that other stuff. If she was at a party or something like that, and she did that, all right, no problem. But at there, that was kind of like a, I think it was a time and a place for everything. But I'm seeing a lot online that people are more looking at it as, because she's big, she shouldn't have did that. Guess what? If Beyonce or Rihanna did that, nobody would have a problem with it.
I just watched the video. She had the ass out skirt, like Prince had the ass out jeans.
Right, like ass out jeans, absolutely.
But what I'm saying is, the thing is,
people are saying, oh, well, you know, she shouldn't have been wearing it. And, you know, I agree. Like I said, she should have been wearing it. She wanted to show herself as in the body confidence, she could have wore something else. I agree with that because, that's a bit much. Like, I'm, you know, confident with my body. When I walk around with the Prince ass out jeans, I ain't doing all that now. I don't know about all that. But
how did she even get
but
there
it's
with
a
that?
She's a super weight.
So I got a question for y'all with that. I got a question for y'all with that because there's some stars that also spoke on, like, this is the norm, they see it. Now, is it because she's a woman of color? Because they actually show footage of some white women with their cleavage, almost titties out, which is almost the same thing as your butt out, I think. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole point is it is a time and a place for it. But, let's say if it was a white woman that did that with her high booty shorts, let's say like a Heidi Klum or somebody, and, you know, wear the shorts all the way up, would that be okay?
They would have gave her a TV show. They would have gave a TV show.
Right. That's part of it, too, that, you know, like, you know, I didn't even think about the color thing, but you're right. If it was a white woman, they probably would have been like, they gave a TV show.
You know what's annoying? That somewhere along the line, still in 2019, we're about to go into a new decade. When you break it down, sometimes it boils down to color. It always
they have Lakers girls. What are the Lakers girls wearing, by the by? Are they wearing something as short as Lizzo's? I think so.
I think they just mad because she just did it.
Right.
She did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not condoning what she did, but I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? All her moves was on point. She dropped it like it was hot and cold. She just did it.
Right.
It was like bang. It was like boom, it's done. Next, say what? What? I'm just like, damn.
But I think that's what it is. It's like that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of people like, oh, she, because she's looking at it as also, and I'm kind of like on either way with it. Like, she's looking at it as, okay, because I'm big, that's the only reason why y'all have a problem with it. Because just like I said, if that was Beyonce that did that, if that was Rihanna that did that, if that was any of them other people, and I'm not even looking at the color thing right now, it wouldn't have been a problem. You'd have half of them goddamn beehives shaking their asses all over the place like that. So now because she's a bigger, oh, it's a problem. Now, once again, like I said, I'm half and half on it, but like I said, she could have did that a little more tastefully. She could have wore like a pair of high booty shorts if she wanted to do that. Not like a thong and all the ass, and you know, like, you know, she could, and like I said, if she wanted to wear something like that, she could have waited till the after party and went to somebody's party and did that or whatever. So, you know, it's just crazy. Right. Listen, I guarantee you, I bet you she's going to do better than me. I bet you she'll get 3 hamburgers from McDonald's. I can't even get 1 goddamn hamburger, and I don't even do all of that. I probably can't get a damn chicken nugget.
reminded me of, like, the nip slip. You guys remember the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson? That wasn't okay.
Oh, Janet Jackson?
Okay for Lizzo. I'm just like, I don't know. You can't really call it anymore.
My thing is this. She did it, so what? Let's move on. You know what? Real quick, some people just have too much opinion about shit. You know, it's not to attack the internet, but you know what? Social media, the internet, everybody can just go on a rant. They can just go on an attack, and everybody else can read it, and they can actually aim it at somebody. But what if you couldn't do that? What if you just couldn't rant on social media? What if you just couldn't go to her inbox or somebody else's, or there was no Twitter and you couldn't send these messages? What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody always seems to have
call
a problem
show
with something. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't going to come on here and rant and talk shit, because you know what? To a degree, it is what it is. Like I don't know, like, you want to give your 2 cents on it, fine. But the thing is, it is what it is, and she did what she did.
They need to bring back Phil Donahue.
Yo, okay, you know what? We need to get you. They need to bring
back
Donahue.
Put Phil Donahue back on TV.
I don't think she should be condemned at all, because there's people out there doing way worse. I don't think she should be condemned. So what? She did it. Let's move on. But you know what? Too many people have no lives of their own, so they look for stuff like this to nitpick. And all I can say
is
that
the same society that's still mad at Michael Vick for something that happened how many years ago?
I don't even want to get into that, because you know what? I posted something, and I find it very interesting, and I really probably have to repeat it now. So you mad at Michael Vick for being a part of something? He didn't kill. He didn't take place in killing any animals. He just happened to put some money into the thing, and it was done on his property. But he wasn't a part of killing any animals at all. But you're mad at him. And what was the issue? They didn't want him to be like the captain or something of. Yeah. So
stupidness.
You want to be mad at him for that. But George Zimmerman killed a boy.
Got the human being.
Sold the gun. The So somebody bought that gun, and they have the gun, and they're like, this is the gun that killed Trayvon Martin. And now you want to shoot his parents. But you're mad at Michael Vick. Listen, bigotry is out of control. It's totally out of control. You're mad at Michael Vick, but there's still cats in the NFL running around after beating their women and raping them.
Going on drunken binges, all types of
But George Zimmerman had a GoFundMe page, and people actually contributed. Listen, man, I'm sorry, but there's some folks that you just need to stop fucking with. There's some people that you need to just say, you know what, go that way. I can't rock with you, because you know what I'm saying. You showing your ass. You ain't showing just the cheek. You just showing your ass. And
The whole ass.
Yeah, the whole ass. You know what I'm saying? Crack, all that. You just showing everything. And I don't understand. And people seem to think that this is okay. People really seem to think that it's okay to condemn someone. He did time in jail. He paid, like I said, and he didn't even participate in killing the animals. But you're the life of some dogs.
Over,
the life of a dog is
a
more
child.
Important than a child. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
a young black child.
Thank you. I was about to get on you real fast.
Young black child. That life is
absolutely.
The dog's life is more important. This is why.
Animal's life is more important. It's sad. Yes, it's very sad. Sad, and I worked at a place where people, once again, people will call up about an animal before they even worry about a person on the street that's sick or person on a homeless person on the street and it's freezing outside. And, oh, well, I don't want to stand here. Yeah, but I bet you it was a goddamn dog or some damn kitten. And like I said, I like animals, but I'll be damned. Come on now. Like, really?
This is why this conversation I had with somebody some time ago, they said, oh, society is civilized. This is not a civil society. There's nothing civil about it. It's disgusting. It's inhumane. It's treacherous, and then a whole lot of other things, but it is not civil by far.
Not even close.
It's not civil.
Well, because you'd actually have to have respect in order for there to be some civility, and we already know how that's going to go.
Well, now we're about to go into the topic, which is going to spark some other shit. But once again, it's the menu, Big Red Brother B, and we got some co-stars. We got Mika in the house and Lady T.
Yep.
Lady, I don't eat chicken tea. In the house. So, tonight's topic. Should school have the right to say how your child can wear their hair? Now,
hell no.
I read the article. Okay. I read the article. And apparently the article or the school in question, it's pertaining to male students. And they don't feel that they should come in there wearing cornrows and certain things. But I've also spoken to my
daughter about
this.
But it's okay for little Bobby to come in with freaking a mohawk or long hair or man bun. And
colored hair at that. And colored hair at that. They love wearing them colors. Yeah, they put all that color in their hair. Yep, they do that. They do that too.
Well,
so it's okay for little Bobby, but Tyrone, whose hair is neatly braided, he ain't got a stick of a fly away. That's a problem because Tyrone got.
Okay, I'm gonna throw this at Lady T, then Mika, then Big Red. So I got a question: do you think it's an issue of color or control, or all of
both.
The above?
Both, beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is just like when these schools started with the. They started getting on the young sisters who were coming into school with their hair in either extensions or just regular cornrows. All of a sudden, it became a problem. Are you kidding me? Why is it a problem? It's neat. It's not in the way. It's not disruptive. It's not causing any issues. But you turn around, Meg in the back is coming in there looking like who did it and forgot to flush her hair. Is a hot mess, all types of colors, all types of spikes. Child got chains and everything, but it's okay for Meg. Really? But Keisha, who's coming up in there, neat as can be, respectful as can be, now the freaking wrinkle in her freaking uniform, but y'all wilding because she got braids in her hair. Really? One, it's a cultural thing. Y'all got y'all culture, we got ours. The only difference is ours is rock flyer.
I disagree. I'm sorry. To me, there's a big difference between people with history and people that have culture. We have culture. Other people, some other people that just have a history. If you get where I'm coming
from. But what I'm saying is it's our culture. You know?
Our culture versus their history. Our culture is a problem. Our culture seems to be a problem to everyone. Well, because
we already know their history is full of lies.
Well, when you're not inferior, when you're not the inferior, you know, it's a problem. I mean, what are your thoughts, Lady T?
First of all, I want to know which schools are doing this, though, because last I checked, they passed a law since that young man, when they cut his locks while he was wrestling or something like that, they passed the law since that. So what schools are doing this? Are private schools doing this?
Because if it's
the private schools that are not following these laws or whomever it is,
it's a loophole.
You need to look into that, especially when you're going to these schools. What does it say in the contract as you're paying for some of these schools? You know what I mean? So I don't know. That's another concern of mine. But as far as that, I'm thinking, listen, have you ever seen? Yeah, there's a loophole. There's a loophole in it. But, you know, I've went to school. My schools, all of them pretty much was mixed race. And I've seen some white girls with some matted hair. I'm wondering, did you wash that or not? And it's okay. That's okay for them. But let's come without hair looking like that. People have a problem. So I really don't understand it. It comes from, like, texture and culture and so forth. Why is it a big deal? Aren't we in school to learn, last I checked? What's the problem?
You would think.
So you think that's why we're there.
That's what I'm saying. Who is controlling that? And if these schools are so discriminatory, then I wouldn't want my child there. You're not getting my hard-earned money.
Absolutely.
So, Red, when do we as a people start, you know, or people that feel offended start pulling our money, you know, out? Because the only way you're going to really get some type of attention is when you just say, you know what, I'm going to pull my kid out of school.
Right, but then everybody has to be in agreement of has to be in agreement of that. Now, at the end of the day, I think, once again, of course, it has to do with us because of, you know, our color. And then I don't know if anybody knows it or not, but also the braid patterns, you know, are, I don't know if anybody knows this, that, but those braid patterns are what the slaves used to as a map when they wanted to escape. So now you may have some parents that do, you know, that may know that, okay, or maybe the school, you know, they may know that, or maybe something, you know, heard that around, so maybe like, oh, no, well, we got to get them from doing that. We can't have them doing that because that's too much, you know, culture, you know, we're putting into them, and we're supposed to be teaching them this, and they, you know, no. Parents send their kids to those schools because that's what they want to do, and it shouldn't be about hair or what their hair look like. It should be about the education. I'm paying you to teach my child.
Well,
basically,
the thing is this. I mean, this is true, but the sad part with the loophole is it's a Catholic school, so they claim exemption from city and state laws. So basically, it's a religious institution, so they kind of do what they want to do. That's
a lot of what they want to do.
Yeah, but guess what? Listen, they don't say nothing when they got them priests touching them little boys. That's what they should be concentrating on instead of worrying about somebody in their damn head. That's what they should be worried about.
All right, you know what the problem is, and you know when I say this, you know I'm just. You know, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit. We still haven't gotten it. You know, You do as I say and not as I do.
Times have changed. That's what it's been.
Listen, technically, it may have been the board that's changed, but certain things are just the same.
Anytime I can hear, you know, I have to go there.
Anytime I can hear someone compare their plight to slavery or what black people went through, you're foolish. And for someone to actually want to hear that argument, you're foolish. The day where I see where kids, young black kids, are getting killed by law enforcement or just ignorant people, whatever, and they're like, "Oh, nah, you're not guilty. You're good. Don't worry about it." I find a problem, but yet we still keep dealing with those that treat us like shit, and then we turn around and treat ourselves and our own people like shit. Because we've adopted the oppressive ways and we have become the problem that has been put on us for hundreds of years. So, of course, what's sad is most black people are not going to stick together and say, you know what, let's pull our kids out of these schools. Because years ago, our parents, our grandparents, that's what they would have done. They were like, listen, we don't
need to. But, Brother B, how do you say that? How do you say that, Brother B, when, you know, these people put God behind that also and brainwashed, you know, the whole matter?
You know what? What would you tell them with that? Real talk. Now, what does God preach? Nothing but love, right? In the Bible, nothing but love. You can't believe in God and hold hate in your heart.
Exactly.
So
that's my point.
So with that being said, if you're so godly and being and what? God judge not for ye shall be judged, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's either A, religion is false, or B, you preach it but you damn sure don't live it. So which is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you shouldn't be judging people over a goddamn hairstyle. You should be. It's all about what? Loving thy neighbor, right? Listen, don't blow smoke up my ass. Don't piss on my head and tell me it's rain. You want to be a bigot? I have no problem with that. As long as I know you're a bigot, you know I don't like bigots, we good. Let's leave it at that. But one thing you're not going to do is tell my kids they can't get their education in where they would like to be or where choose for them to be because you have some rule where you don't like their hair. What does their hair have to do with their education?
Right.
Or is it, once again, is it just the fact that it's a color thing? It's about control. You just want to be able to say, listen, jump, and we're just supposed to do it. Because I don't know how all of a sudden it's becoming an issue now.
Right.
Once again, it's their history versus our culture. People with history have history. They don't have no richness in there. They don't have a culture. They don't have shit. You're talking about a history of thieving and bloody against, you know, people who have culture, who are about things, who create shit, not steal ideas. It's sad that in 2019 we still have to have these type of conversations and somebody somewhere is saying, I think that guy's a bigot. Well, if you want to call me a bigot, then you're the biggest asshole in the stack. I just call it as I see it.
Right.
If you can sit there and think that I'm a bigot or there's a problem with me, why? Because I'm calling out the bullshit? Like I said, George Zimmerman is still walking around free after killing a boy that came from the store with a goddamn bag of Skittles and a juice, talking about he was a threat. You a grown-ass man versus a 13-year-old boy. I'm sorry, but you're
a pussy. Not only that, they even told him to just leave the child alone, and he still went.
The so-called justice system said, let him go.
That's because his daddy was a judge.
Exactly.
Yep.
So what does that say? Once again, this whole hair thing, you know, it's ridiculous. And like, pardon my language, but it's like I recently had a conversation with my daughter, and she goes to a Catholic school, one school that she chose, but she told me that she's had some conversations, and one teacher told her, I feel threatened when I see certain things on people. I said, she feels threatened. I said, well, maybe she don't need to be teaching. Or maybe she don't even live in New York. Maybe she just needs to go live in a box somewhere in the woods amongst the animals, because how do you feel threatened by what a kid is wearing? Oh, I'm sorry, a black kid is wearing.
I'll go then and ask that teacher, what do you mean? What did you mean telling my daughter that? What did you mean by that?
Listen, if me
because
and
that
mom
sounds
was on
like
the same
I don't like
page,
stuff like that. Don't say stuff to kids. You don't say stuff to kids like that.
Listen, if me and her mother was on the same page, fine, but I can't go up there kicking up my stuff. Because you know the black man go up there. Oh, I'm scared. That black man came in.
Yeah, something. She'll definitely feel threatened then. So that's not going to work.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
going to
matter who goes up there. No different than, let's say, if they start implementing different things, you know, with the Catholic school and so forth, and say, you know what, you guys can't wait here like that. But you're going to still have teachers who's still not going to like it. How are they going to treat your child? You hear what I'm saying?
Like,
so I don't think it's going to really change nothing. It's based on the person. It's still based on the person.
Yeah,
they can change the law all day if they want.
I mean, I just find it like very sobering that this is what we're talking about. Hair. There actually had to be a court decision on how it's discriminatory to discriminate against a person's hairstyle. Not just anybody. Like you said before, like y'all said before, not Meg or Billy's with the mohawk or the multiple colors and this and that. No, not that.
Yeah, some of them got damn braids in their hair. Some of them walking around with dreads and all
braids,
that stuff in their hair.
Afro puffs and all this and that. This is what we're talking about. And now you're picking on the kids. Listen, let me say something. And none of you guys may like it, but I'm sorry. This is exactly why the black man has to be eliminated. Because black men like me that give a damn about my family, my women, my village, you know what I'm saying? Women like y'all, like I said, that are part of the village, of course, we will go to hell and back for hours. This is why we have to be eliminated. Because who, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to fight that fight? You guys can do it. But at the start, middle, and end of the day, you can't do it alone. So now you go to the lowest of lows and you attack our children. So you're trying to deny our children basic education because of the way they choose to wear their hair. And you expect someone not to be mad?
May I ask y'all something from a licensed cosmetologist point of view? With straight hair and so forth, that is not chemically processed, and I'm not talking about, you know, black women wearing relaxers and things like that, but you have in schools and things like that, you'll find kids who, you know, they come in September and they have lice. So should we be discriminating against, you know, white kids for having straight hair that can possibly cause lice, which it normally does? You get my point that I'm making?
Oh, it doesn't make sense. You know, what? Here it goes. That those occurrences are far and few in between.
Yeah, right.
Far and few
in
between. You'll be very surprised, but okay.
Okay.
I feel you.
Listen, I live in a predominantly white neighborhood. And let me tell you, these kids stay with the lice. Like it is a latest style trend.
Because it's contagious, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I know. But thankfully enough,
wow,
they can't survive an hour here.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And it won't survive in our hair for a number of reasons,
exactly.
Texture, chemicals, and so forth. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to me, you know.
So.
Well, I don't have hair anymore except on my face. So I don't know anything about that, but thank you for the tip. I'm now keep my beard covered. Now I got to keep my beard covered now.
I hate you so much.
I got to keep my beard covered now.
Yeah, I'm sure your head still has follicles in it, so it attacks follicles, so beware.
Yeah, but the chances of them surviving in ours, it won't.
It's very slim.
It won't.
It really won't.
You know? And this is my, and I totally agree. We should, because not for nothing, when they get lice, I have never seen something spread faster than the flu. That bad boy.
Oh, no.
And
like,
it really does.
It does. They sent the
and,
note home with Jackson, my little guy, and I was like, well, what they give it to you for? You a half breeze. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You got mama.
Yeah, you still have to be on alert. Yeah. At least stay alert.
And he
home.
Just looked at me. But you know what? At the end of the day, thankfully enough, he is his mother's child. He don't like people. So he was already staying away from people anyway. He really don't like people. Oh, goodness. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they should be held accountable for what the stuff that they do. You can't be, like I said, don't be mad at Keisha. If she coming in there, her joint is tight. Meanwhile, Becky, Louise, and freaking Mildred coming in there all ratted, tatted, with the lice, the spikes, and everything else under the sun.
How she going to the lice?
And they a hot mess.
Yeah, but Becky and Mildred be looking at Keisha's hair and be like, how you get, you know, can you do my hair like that? Yeah,
and
can you do mine like that?
First of all, no. Secondly,
I know. Exactly.
Don't touch my hair. First of all, don't touch my hair.
Absolutely.
Because you know
don't
Becky
touch.
And them be trying to touch. Don't touch my crown because I will
get
down.
So you know what I find interesting? I find interesting that the Archdiocese is not going to step in and encourage all of their schools to be compliant with the state law.
Why would it?
Why not?
Okay, this is
well, I'm
man
saying
that
you're supposed to,
that,
once again, religious. I mean, once again, love thy neighbor. Judge not, for ye shall be judged.
Are you treating
love
or hate? Which one?
Difference between religion and spirituality.
Well, listen, if you're in a religious school, then it's about religion. And if you can't talk about God if you have hate in your heart. You can't say, I love the Lord, I love God, but you have hate in your heart for your fellow man or woman. Really?
And this is why organized religion as a whole is crap. I'm sorry.
Again, you can't serve, it says in the Bible, you can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters.
I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of it because there is so much hypocrisy in it. It's ridiculous. It makes my butthole itch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the time.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm sorry. I just saw the Lizzo outfit when you said that, but I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all. Oh my goodness.
But like,
you
for real,
go to the outfit.
See here. But like for real, how you gonna sit there with all of this, but you still not doing what you're supposed to do? Listen, if it's gonna apply, it's gonna apply all the way around. You can't live like that. And if that's what you're doing, you can take the hypocrisy back to the Vatican with the rest of the thieves. We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're not. Because it's not right and it's not fair. Especially with the money that, this is why I send my kids to public school. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for
the
outside.
And the money that people spend
for raping little boy. I'm not doing all of that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The money that people pay for those schools every year. Are you kidding me? And you got to be trying to dictate what they can, hair and all that shit. You got to be kidding me.
Listen,
no, absolutely
if my
not.
Tuition is $30,000 a year, not only is my kid wearing whatever hairstyle my kid want to wear, you better hope that kid's still coming in a uniform. Because I'll throw on some jeans and some Reeboks and call it a day. Don't play with me. Like, y'all are ridiculous with this.
Exactly.
And
they got to wear all that uniform crap.
And
but
you know
what?
Listen,
no one's going to care.
Them uniforms are not cheap. And I don't need to see. And that's another thing. It's a designer thing. Honestly, And let me, when I say it's a design thing, let me explain. Having that you went to a Catholic school on your transcripts makes you the cream of the crop, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, most of the people that went to Catholic school weren't really the cream of the crop. They paid literally for their education just to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be a little real. I mean, come on. You got people like Bone Spurs running around talking about that. Please, he ain't even finished school. I don't know how. Let me stop because I'm gonna start ranting on that one.
I'm just worried about, like, what are the teachers teaching these kids? If you guys are worried about that, you know, what time do you have to really teach them? That's a concern to me. What are you teaching them?
They're not teaching them anything valuable. Well, that's the thing, Lady T. My thing is this: how do you effectively teach when you hold bias?
Yeah, you're actually going to be bothered. I'm up there, I guess, on the chalkboard, and oh gosh, Keisha and this damn here. Keisha. You get what I'm saying? Like, come on, what are we teaching?
And then start picking on the child and all that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
You bothered about somebody's goddamn hair.
That's really what I'm saying. How do you teach? See, that's what I'm saying.
If you're already discriminatory.
Well, but that's the problem. How could you be a real educator in a clown ass situation?
You make your choices. Honestly.
I mean, well,
if you're really about the education, you ain't gonna be worried about Keisha's hair. You ain't gonna be worried about Becky and her life. You ain't gonna be worried about nothing. Well, okay, you may have to worry about Becky
and her
life.
You have to.
But you ain't gonna be worried about
Keisha's hair. When did this shit start? When we was in school, when we were coming up, I don't remember any teachers that was on some shit like that. Matter of fact, I remember having like one of the best damn guidance counselors in the world. And you know what I'm saying?
I don't remember hearing anything about this either, in Catholic school or otherwise. I've never heard of teachers or this thing about old hair and this, that.
Do you remember the kids that would come in and they'll have the hair colors? I remember back in the day wearing my finger wave in high school, you know, doing the spray and hairspray colors and different stuff like that and going to school like that. No teachers bothered me.
Yeah.
And that
teachers
was the kind of
care
with that. So it's like they didn't care. You come in here and you better pass those classes.
It had nothing to do with your education. It had nothing to do with you sitting down learning. Because you know what? Some of the kids that was coming in there with them wild hairstyles, they cracked their books open. They was getting them grades.
Mm-hmm.
They was doing what they needed to do. Now, all of a sudden, you want to put this distraction in the
That wasn't there for no reason.
Yeah, you want to put the distraction in to try and deter kids away from learning or getting education, but you still want to collect that check.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my concern as a parent with those kids in that school.
These teachers are a joke. They are.
Oh, yeah.
Because the stuff
that's
important, they don't even focus on. They focus on the most insignificant and inconsequential stuff. Talk about butthurt.
I think it's selective. It's a selective because some of these teachers out here, I still do believe that there's some good teachers out there, but they're overshadowed. It's just like police. You got some good cops out there, but they're overshadowed by the rotten apples. You got some good teachers out there that are trying to make the cut. They're trying to do it, but you know what? The system shits on them every chance they get.
They're not following the trend. They're speaking against it.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You got more rotten apples out of Walmart than you do out of freaking Stop and Shop, and that is the truth. You got a lot more of them. They are definitely freaking – what? They're a bad bunch. Yo, you got mad rotten crates right now. You get one decent crate out of the whole delivery? Give me a break. That don't make no sense.
Not a freaking lick.
I'm dealing with that right now, and I'm like, yo – I got to meet with my son's freaking principal and teacher on Friday for some BS.
Oh my God.
And I said this before and I say it again. They got me out here in these streets all types of fucked up. They found the right one, though. They found the right one. They are things.
Lord, here she go.
You know, but you know how I am. When it comes down to it, there are things that are more important than what the hell they freaking complaining about. How you sitting there complaining about these kids? But yet and still, y'all are barely in these schools half the time to teach these kids. But
because
you worried
about
how they
discouraging them.
You got the right parent. Because I'm old school.
But the whole thing
you're going to rock this.
But
you can't discourage mine because I'm not letting you
discourage
me. You're
going to rock this.
That's one thing I don't play. You can do all of that dumb all you want, but when it comes to my kids' education, as it is, my kids got to get like 8 different educations. School, life, the streets, freaking they got to learn 5 different languages just to freaking walk around in this. Give me a break. Listen, we going to do this. Now, it's just a question of how easy we going to make this. Because if you want this hard, we can make this
make
hard.
It easier, we make it hard.
Really, can. When you stand there focusing on stupidness like their hair, that's making it hard for no reason. But you ain't worried about the fact that this kid is struggling in math. How are you not worried about that, but you worrying about what he wearing? What? Are you kidding me right now? Give me a break.
Because the priority. Because
you feel threatened, and that's the case, and you shouldn't be teaching in any urban schools. Teaching, period. Exactly. But no, teach in your own area. Teach where your people are at so you don't have to worry about feeling threatened. That's what I want to know. Why do they come and teach in our areas and they don't teach in their own area? Teach in your own area. We need more black teachers anyway. Teach in your own area.
You also have black kids that go to different areas, so that's like saying, oh, they shouldn't go there if they don't want to be discriminated. So you can't say that.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's just like then don't come into the schools and already have a stereotype or whatever of what you think or what this child looks like, or because the hair is like this and that. That don't already assume that I'm gonna have trouble with this kid, or it's gonna be problems, it's gonna be this, it's gonna be that.
Maybe that should be something on the applications when they're going over it. That should be a resume question now for the teachers. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm being serious.
I was about to say, no, because that's discriminatory. That's reverse racism.
Yeah.
Here it is. You can't ask them that because it's either discriminatory or it's against their amendment or some other freaking butthurt millennial crap. Give me a break.
Please don't say no more butthurt.
It is so
no comment. No crime.
Oh, my Lord.
As it is, we are stuck with a freaking, I don't know what happened, but these are some wussies. I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I can't call it, but I ain't never in my years been so annoyed and disgusted, overly sensitive. Oh, my God, you can't tell him that. Why the fuck not? He shouldn't have started. You can't fight back. Yeah? I bet you I will. Like, come on,
you ain't supposed to.
I will.
Who's not supposed to?
You ain't supposed to.
Yeah, all right.
You're not supposed to fight back.
You're
not supposed to listen. Listen, I'm just saying. You mean you?
Yeah, my kids already know the deal.
I gotta listen to a degree. I gotta tone it down. I don't want them coming after me. I still got things to do.
Listen,
like, oh, we gotta get that rebel Negro. That Negro's
listen,
a rebel.
I'll
we got to get his ass.
Well, imagine what they think about me, because I'm raising one. You know, I done dubbed the youngest one freaking Huey Freeman, right? And I'm going to tell you why. You're going to love this. Columbus comes around. Columbus Day comes around.
Don't send him to school
to
like that.
No, I didn't know. He did this on his own. This is why I'm like, yo, I'm not even mad at him, no. Columbus Day comes around. He turned to the teacher and said, and I quote, "Why do we have to celebrate Columbus? He never made it here, and he killed a whole lot of people."
Hot dog.
And what was the teacher's response?
"Just go be quiet and sit down." Really?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
But that's the thing. They don't want
they don't want you to learn. They don't want the truth.
Learn nothing.
They don't.
They don't want you to
they
know the truth.
Autonomous.
Exactly.
They want mindless automatons. And I'm not the one to discourage it. I'm not the one to discourage any knowledge my kid wants. So guess what? Y'all
absolutely
me.
So my
question
is, so what do we do? What do we do? Do we try to change anything? Do we try to Like, let me ask you something. So, would you pull your, would each one, any one of y'all, pull your kids out of the school and put them in another school?
What?
If they came home and said, hey, I got a letter from the teacher that said I got to cut my hair or I got to do something with my hair because I can't come to school with it braided like this. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm. I went right up to that
school. Isn't that the amendment right, Fofo?
Mm-hmm. Not only am I not pulling him out of school, now I'm blowing the whole district up on social media and in the press. Oh, we going to rock. Oh, we going to rock.
Well, you know, I mean, all that just makes
I
it
understand.
For good news
I'll
anyway.
Do
I mean,
too.
Listen, my thing is I would just probably have to, I said, I'll pull my kid out of school and encourage other parents to do the same. Because you know what?
But they're
your
not.
Compliance,
that's the thing.
Well, listen.
The other parents
but
won't
see,
do it.
But you know
they
what,
won't
friends?
Stand up.
So, oh, and you know what? And it's okay. It's okay because you know what? They're going to have their moment when they're going to be told to sit down. And then all of a sudden they're going to be in that place where, damn, maybe I should have. Should have, would have, could have, but didn't. See,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? One thing about the house nigga, eventually, they always let you know your place.
You ain't lying. Yeah. You ain't lying.
They always let you know your place.
Look at Tiger. He thought he was a buckler.
You're not a buckler. Yeah, well, you're not a buckler. Of course you're not. Come on, man. You play the game for a little while. When they really slap you, they really slap you. Look at this bullshit, whatever's going on with Cuba Gooding Jr. Now, all of a sudden, he got more women out the woodwork coming out of nowhere. Listen. I ain't hearing nothing about
young
Matt
Bill
Lauer
Cosby.
No more.
Young Bill Cosby.
Weinstein.
Sorry.
But I haven't heard nothing about Weinstein. Have you heard anything about Weinstein?
They showed you Weinstein. He go one day to court and now, oh, my chest is hurting. And, you know, he's limping even harder coming out of there. Like, give me a break with it. It's all a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Know,
if you want to do
Bill
one,
Cosby,
do it more.
Bill Cosby was denied. Bill Cosby. Was denied parole. And you know what the thing is? The thing that bothers me is that some of us were so quick to turn our back and throw the book at Bill. When a lot of us really didn't, like, sometimes you gotta just look at shit for what it is. And I'm not saying that he's not guilty of anything. If anything, he's guilty of doing what people do when they just want to be freaks. Yo, bring the pills. Okay. Oh, you bring this. Okay. Oh, you bring that. Okay. And whatever.
Yeah, but
else
I don't
think,
think
some of
like
those
that.
Ladies were
no
willing
women had
to do that. That's what
pills
they,
on their own.
Yeah,
that's what they wanted to do.
Certain characters that was up there. You could tell that they were looking to build to boost my career, you know? Sure.
Okay. And
until
you know
that,
the prime
of course,
suspect was?
We do.
Let's talk about Angie Dickinson, because she was the first one up there, turned around, admitted she lied, and they still went with her testimony. How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about
well,
Janet
course,
Dickinson?
Because,
I mean,
listen, I you know what? Before we go to caller 8931, the woman that actually... Andrea Contra, whatever her name is, I really was so disgusted when she actually quoted or made an attempt to quote Martin Luther King after she claimed some type of victory once they left court. I feel that was like the biggest slap in the face of all. Very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
To be polite.
How do you quote King? How do you quote Martin Luther King? That's what they always do, though.
But have you never noticed with anything, it's always King being quoted. Hello, can we not see why?
The first thing they want to do is sit there and But on the flip side of that, y'all was the same ones quick to condemn him for standing up. I'm sorry. What? Pause for the cause.
8931. What's up? You on the view?
I guess that means I'm ready to get into this, then, huh?
Oh, Sean Black. Sean Black. I'm about to put it on mute. Take it away, Jack.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Away.
Sean Black.
What's
is not
that's
one
why
of
I was like, is it him or is it not? I wasn't sure. What's up, Sean?
Yeah. Is it live or is it Memorex, right?
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Sean
okay.
Black is
don't
about to drop.
Hold on. Sorry, I just joined in a little bit to hear what you were saying, but would tell me what the topic is.
Well, it started out about hair.
About the hair braiding. Yeah, the hair braiding thing. How some Catholic schools do not want the students wearing their hair and braids and cornrows and things of that nature.
Well, I can't speak to having any children. I don't have any. But knowing we live in a society where everybody else gets to dictate what other people's children are able to do based on the fact that their culture clashes with what is the quote-unquote norm. As we've seen, as we've done and listened to and seen topics years on years and years of people having to go through this kind of stuff, we just recently had a college wrestler have to cut his hair or risk his team getting disqualified. And he voluntarily had to cut his hair because he wouldn't have been able to wrestle. And the fact that he did not want to let his teammates down is one of the reasons why that is. We're in a culture that demonizes any kind of culture that has anything to do with somebody that has a darker skin. Hispanic children, Black children, anything that is not the quote-unquote norm is always looked at in a negative light. And it's usually in some way, even when we talk about jobs, people getting employment, you have to have your hair a certain way. You can't wear locks. They were at one time called dreadlocks, but we know the connotation that goes behind that. So if you're looking at where we're going in society right now and why it is the way it is, it's most of it is from fear. Most of it is from negative stereotypes that are associated with it. And to pass that down on children is utterly demeaning and disgusting. And it also then makes people that have children that are in, let's say, a public school system or going to a private school system, apprehensive of wanting to have their children associate with others. Because then you're not taught to associate with others, you're taught to assimilate with others. And that means you've lost your identity, you've lost your culture just to be part of a bigger picture when you are a grain of sand in a giant hourglass. And that's part of the problem.
And there, my friends, is back.
Okay. Well, damn.
Well, he ain't wrong.
He said, well, damn. I don't feel like talking anymore. Show's over for me. Show's over. The finisher. Sean Black, the finisher.
I think, well, the thing is, the funny thing about that whole thing is that this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. And think of all of the times. Look how long it took for children that come from different backgrounds to be able to actually go to public schools or go to schools, et cetera, and be accepted. Now to be accepted and not be able to use what identifies them the most in their culture, which is their hair, that is a really big problem. And I think that's one of those reasons why this is such a big discussion that I think a lot of people are out of touch with when they go and talk to their kids, especially if you have children of a very young age that associate with their culture, as a lot of parents do. Like, this is your culture. You have locks because this is part of your culture, and you had locks from maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, and then you go to a public school or at some kind of school, and then either the teacher that doesn't either understand the culture of why it is or just has a negative, bigoted attitude towards it, then looks at you and wonders, well, okay, you have to get rid of that. Now you've gotten a lot of consternation from the child as they're wondering, well, why do I have to change who I am? Why do I have to cut my hair? And that can be very traumatic to any young child growing up. And there are a lot of books out there that shows you the negativity and the negative effects of that kind of thing happening. As a matter of fact, Chris Rock he did a documentary some years ago, I think it was called Good Hair, about young black girls in society learning to live with the hair that they have and the interactions that they have with other people. Based on that same topic. So it's a very fascinating thing to watch, but it's also an important discussion to have.
All right.
And don't forget quickly, I just wanted to say with the culture, as far as like Rastafarians and stuff, they tell you that's their strength in their hair. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you also have people who wear their hair how they want to do what they do, and it's confidence.
Yep, Samson.
Listen,
and
Lady T is beautiful. I'm glad you said that, because in the Bible, once again, Catholic school, it's like you're a hypocrite. Once again, you want to talk the word of God, but you hold some type of malice against your fellow human beings. So Samson, in the Bible, his strength was in his hair.
His hair.
And when he cut his hair, what happened? He lost it.
He lost
his strength.
He didn't cut his hair. Didn't who cut his hair?
No, it wasn't him.
Delilah.
No,
she allowed
her to cut it. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And look what happened. You know, I saw her because Sean Black is online. I got to pick on him now. Sean Black. It's 2019.
Yes.
We're about to go into a new decade.
Okay.
And I did ask Hot Rod up this morning, and I was like, why didn't you talk about the Michael Vick? And he said, oh, I forgot about that. What is your take on the Michael Vick situation, and why are we still bigoted, or are we still on this racial shit in 2019?
Well, the reasoning I think behind that is that there is still a shame in this country when it comes to, especially in this country, when it comes to animals, when it comes to anything related to a pet, something that is looked at as defenseless. A lot of people will associate pets and animals the same way that they will associate with elderly people, grandparents. They're defenseless. You want to be able to take care of them, et cetera, et cetera. As far as Michael Vick goes in his situation, the ideology behind the fact that somebody cannot allow an African-American who served 3 years in Leavenworth Prison for the whole dog fighting ring instance. He himself, not only when he got out of jail, was still able to go ahead and make sure that the entirety of his calling, so to speak, was to bring attention to getting rid of these kinds of archaic things like dog fighting and having that taken care of. Money, charity, awareness, those kinds of things, and was still able to clear himself up. And we still have people who, just because he is a black man, will continue to find any small, legitimate reason to dump on him, besmudge his character, and impugn him in the eyes of society. Where, after all we've seen, and we've even talked about on the Absolute True Show that the Hot Rod and I do as well, and Lady T does as well, as we talked about how many times on Instagram and on Facebook do we see white people going out to Africa and killing animals and celebrating that and taking pictures and then celebrating that. And then when that comes back to you, you don't hear anywhere near as much outrage unless the person or people that look at it are now quote-unquote woke. These are the issues that seem to be a lapse of balance in how we look at what is considered okay for somebody to do and get away with, and what somebody else can't get away with. And if you are of a darker persuasion, you have a harder time being forgiven and being able to move on without being looked at as needing to be a charity case. Whereas on the other side of the other side of the coin, if you are like the woman that killed Cecil the Lion, or the guy that the dentist that killed Cecil the Lion, or any of the other myriad of people that go out into Africa and kill harmless animals that do nothing for them other than to just, you know, beat on their chest and look tight.
Poaching.
We don't hear any
poaching a lot of times
of outrage.
And you won't.
Yeah.
And you won't.
No, you're not. No. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's why the animal kingdom takes care of them. I don't remember the woman, the man was trying to do the poaching with the rhino and the goddamn elephant and the lion's got after his ass. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going out there,
okay,
sir.
Thank you.
When they found
thank
him, when they found him, his damn head was in one place and the goddamn arms and legs and the whole body was every place else. The universe is going to take care of you, sir. No problem. So guess what?
Yeah.
They get,
all
you
right.
know, it's sad. It's sad that that does happen.
All right,
call
644. You're on the head with the menu. What's up?
Yeah, I was calling regarding your topic.
Yes, sir.
Of your show.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I think schools should have the right to instruct their students along the lines of a dress code at the elementary, at elementary grades. There's a lot of schools that do that. Oh, you have
with
opportunity
the hair
to travel.
You're talking about?
Pardon me? Yeah.
With the hair,
you travel.
You think they should dictate that?
Absolutely. If you ever have an opportunity to travel to West Africa, the school children in the elementary, the girls, they wear their hair cut very close, tantamount to what we call a crovalis, but just a little bit longer. So it's not anything new on a world scene, but in the United States, you do have school. Now, this is a thing. That's one of the reasons why I'm advocate of school choice, where a parent can put their child where they feel is best for them. And if it includes a school that has, you know, a dress code, a discipline, then they should have a right to put their child there, and the money should follow the child. You heard of the cases where you had two women, one in, I believe, New Jersey, the other one was in Ohio, that put their children in a school district adjacent to theirs and got sued and even faced jail time. But if they had had the voucher, well, that money would have followed from the school where the district they came from and could have been used there. So, yeah, I'm in favor of it.
All right, well, you know what? Check this out. At one point, this country used to tout and be so proud of the educational system. I mean, people used to come from other places to get their education here. Now people just go get their education in other places. Now my thing is this. Maybe if we weren't so focused on certain practices such as discriminatory or, you know, making sure these kids over here don't mingle with the other kids over here, and this, that, and third, because I had an incident in my daughter's school some years ago where she had said to one of the kids, like, could you, like, be quiet and shut up because we're trying to learn over here. Meanwhile, the teacher wanted to brand her the troublemaker. Well, little did I know, or I came to find out, that one of her classes were mixed. So you had kids that had learning issues that were mixed with kids that didn't have those issues, and the teacher tried to say, well, it justifies it because we use the strong kids to help the weak kids. But if the weak kids don't want to help themselves, why should they be allowed to disrupt the class? So I say that to say this. When did people's feelings or the personal shit trump education? Because isn't that, if it start, middle, and end of the day, isn't it that what it's all about? It's not about your hair. It's not about your color. It's about education and being that, I guess, that force that America once wanted to be in the world. We're known for this.
Well,
we're known for that. Now, all of a sudden, it's all about, oh, well, you know, we can't have this. You can't go to this school because you live over here. We don't want you to try. We need you to fail. We need you to succeed. Because that's what it sounds like.
Well, what you see, here's the thing. School districts are controlled by the local community. It's the people in the school district. Federal government has nothing to do with those school districts. And you can have some states like Missouri have a state statute and says that your curriculum, your teaching instructions, and your books can be whatever the local district, which is the people, want it to be. So that's why come the lady that went and enrolled her child in the school district that her father lived in, that's why she got in trouble, because she didn't pay taxes toward that school district. And that's the basic way it is. School district can be as strong or it can be as weak as the people make it. And too often the people don't know or they refuse to engage in that right.
Any takers? I mean, I just look at it a different way. I'm not teaching your hair. I'm trying to educate you.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is a child. Listen, how do you do that to a child? How do you tell a child you can't learn here because of your hair? We're going to kick you out of school if you don't change your hair. How do you tell a kid that? That's
well, because
you're supposed to be a Catholic school. Once again, judge not for you shall be judged, but yet you want to be the first one to say, well, we have a certain standard. What standard do you have other than education?
Well, since you mentioned that it's a Catholic school, you're talking about a private school. And private schools and private entities don't come under any government regulation unless things get just completely out of control. The people that pay for their school, that's what they want. And, to go there, have to comply.
Well, I'm a parent that's paying for the school. I'm a parent that's paying for the school. I'm a parent that's paying for your teachers, paying for this, paying for that. Matter of fact, at the start of the year, I get a list of stuff because apparently you people are not getting what you need to get from the state. So I got to bring paper towels. I got to bring notebooks, pencils, and all that other stuff. That's what I got to contribute to the school. And you say it's for my kid, but what do you do with the leftovers? Do you give me the leftovers at the end of the year if there's any? No, you can't.
Well, let me ask you something. Did that school have unisex bathrooms?
Which I totally disagree.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, that school, the government can't come in and say that you got to have bathrooms for people who think they're female from 8 to 12 and from 12 to 4 they're male, because that's not, they have no skin in the game. So that's what you're paying for. And if you don't, people should investigate and see exactly what it is that they're getting involved in. I mean, it's sort of like a marriage should be.
I'm paying for my kid to get an education, not for you to tell my kid about the hairstyle. I mean, let's cut the crap here. People, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yep.
It's McDonald's.
How many other
same,
parents
it's the
feel
same
like
stuff
you?
On the menu every day. You come there, stand there, and look at the damn menu for an hour and don't know what you want. Everybody has too much opinion on stuff that's not even relevant to them.
Well, let me ask this. How many other parents feel the same way you do?
Trust me, I'm sure
so
there's
you
a
have
lot,
a,
but some of them are just they,
if you have a school,
shit and they don't want to step up.
Well,
they don't
want
to rock
if you
the
have
boat.
A school, if you have a school of 300 parents and 50 say they don't want this, then, the other 250 is going to outrule you, outvote you, outposition you in their feelings. So that's unlike public schools, that's what you, when you go to private schools, that's what you, engage in.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
well you
that's
know what,
problem.
Not for nothing, in public schools, that issue has come up time and time again. Because not for nothing, depending on where the public school is, you will still hear that crap, how a certain style is disruptive to the class, when in actuality, it's not. Because, again, that child is there to learn.
Learn,
and
exactly.
We brought this up time and time again. The teacher will find Keisha's hairstyle disruptive while she's sitting in the back doing her work,
Meanwhile, Becky is actually the one with the mohawk and the hairspray. But she's not disruptive. But she's the one that's being disruptive. She's the one sitting there acting up, spraying her hair, doing all of this stuff, all of this foolishness. But that's okay. But then you've got the other student who's sitting there just minding her business. But the teacher's
hold on. I hate that looks can actually prejudge actions. So you don't necessarily have to do anything. You can just be perceived as doing something just on how one looks. And if anybody has a particular prejudice, whether it's a prejudice towards a hairstyle or a prejudice against a pair of shoes or a prejudice against the way something looks on that person, that teacher, that school, that society that has a problem with it is going to take umbrage with it if it's something against what they're used to or what they want.
Well, you know,
and on that note, well, hold on. On that note, I'm sorry because we are out of time. Mika, Sean Black, Lady T, my sir from Missouri, Big Red, and I'm sorry, Hot Rod. I know you was calling
yes,
in,
sir.
But I didn't see you come up on the board. This has been a great one.
Yes.
Next Tuesday, last one of the year. I forgot what the topic is going to be, but it's going to be 2 hours.
Me
and
too.
It's going to be a doozy. I'm sure Lady T remembers the topic that's going to be, but we'll get back to that.
Too much eggnog.
But once again, thank you, everybody.
You
everyone
mean
have
coquito.
A good night.
Coquito.
Thank you.
Coquito.
You guys have a good night and take care. Stay blessed.
Later, guys. Good night.
Good night.